There is an uncanny sense of we have been here before when it comes to the debate over border security. Today, President Trump again travels to El Paso, Texas to make his case for the wall. Negotiations are at a standstill again, and the stakes are the same. A partial government shutdown looms. President Trump has threatened that if he doesn't get what he wants from congressional Democrats, he could declare a national emergency to build the wall. Congress, though, could push back. NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith reports.
Under the National Emergencies Act of 1976, the president can declare an emergency for just about anything. As President Trump has considered using that authority to circumvent Congress and build a wall, that near-unlimited presidential power has gotten a lot of attention. But it isn't the whole story. Congress also gave itself the ability to terminate an emergency declaration. But in the more than 40 years since the law was passed, only one member of Congress has ever tried it.
It was a lever that we had, and we decided to use it.
George Miller is a retired Democratic congressman from California, and the year was 2005.
There is a recovery on the way. There's progress being made.
In the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, President George W. Bush issued a proclamation saying government contractors could pay workers less than usual for recovery-related projects. He justified it, saying the conditions caused by Katrina constituted a national emergency. But Miller and others in Congress objected.
To suggest that they should work at lower wages was just an insult.
Miller introduced a resolution under the National Emergencies Act to terminate Bush's action. Under the law, the relevant committee had 15 days to consider the measure and vote. On day 14, President Bush announced he would revoke his own proclamation. That was the closest Congress ever came to voting to rescind a presidential emergency under the 1976 law. John Lawrence was a young congressional staffer back when the Emergencies Act